Today, cook Bob Rich is baking giant chicken pot pies, cheddar cheese broccoli casseroles, and hundreds of hot biscuits in a large kitchen at the Fayetteville Senior Center on South College.
The ingredients for the pot pies is mixed fresh frozen veggies, which as we all know is about as healthy for you as a freshly picked one. Nice chicken, which we order from one of our food vendors, and pastry sheets. Chicken gravy, diced onions, diced peppers, and a few secret ingredients.
But it turns out to be a pretty tasty meal. That's what it looks like when it's done. We put out about, on a normal week, 800 meals a week.
All prepared with a smile. Everyone here is really cheerful and hardworking. Meals are designed around strict dietary protocols using donations from the local food bank, Tyson, Cargill, Sam's Club, and Walmart.
We have guidelines on the amount of servings, the serving sizes, portion sizes, and through the years working in schools, you learn what makes a balanced meal. And if you serve a mixture of fresh frozen veggies, that will pretty well cover you with about any entree that you cook. And we do about 75% scratch cooking in the kitchen. So, and we try to extract any grease out of meats before it's served. You know, we're a health conscious kitchen. That's the way we do it.
No powdered mixes here. Three women assemble the lunches, placing steaming measured portions into plastic trays, which are sealed then stacked.
I'm Cindy, and I'm putting chicken pot pie for the Meals on Wheels.
I'm Sarah, and I'm putting a biscuit and cheesy broccoli.
And I'm Gladys, and I'm sealing up these meals.
In the vestibule, a fleet of drivers armed with heated thermal bags and coolers filled with fresh milk wait to deliver the lunches to waiting disabled seniors around town.
I'm Kathy Whitney. We're going on the central route, so kind of close by here.
I'm Sophia Cozada, and we're going to Meals on Wheels, close by here.
Well, thank you. Good luck out there.
All right, and what's your name?
My name is Marcia Gordon.
And where are you delivering to?
I'm central with them. I've been doing this, about 4 or 5 years. And I did it with another friend, and now I do it with Kathy and Sophia. Makes it a lot more fun.
My name is Carolyn Cheek. I'm the program assistant for Meals on Wheels in Fayetteville. And we are about to go see Miss Marie. She is one of our Meals on Wheels recipients. Definitely one of my favorites.
Carolyn Cheek, by the way, is also an emergency backup driver because the program currently has none. More about that in a bit. She's taking us to meet 77-year-old Marie Layton.
Hi, Marie. It's me, Carolyn.
Darling.
Marie uses a walker. The St. Paul native has no husband or children. Her sole surviving sibling, a sister, lives over in Oklahoma. She really looks forward to a hot meal and a daily visit.
I've got that Parkinson's, you know, and shake, so I'm not able to cook anymore. So they mean a lot to me, just God's blessing. I appreciate them so much.
Yesterday, Marie enjoyed catfish for lunch. A menu's provided to her so she can look ahead. She's also provided 5 fresh frozen meals in case of inclement weather, as well as instant safe shelf meals in case of emergencies. Marie clearly adores Carolyn, a pretty college graduate recently hired to Meals on Wheels.
Marie's I tell you, she's my girl. Talk to her every day, don't I, Marie?
Yeah, I can meet you, no.
No, you don't. I look forward to it.
Carolyn's a communication major, the daughter of a doctor, and she's really good with elders.
I look at them all as family because they're someone's mom, they're someone's aunt, uncle, whatever. And I see my own family in them, and I see that, you know, they need people taking care of them too. And it's hard to cook, isn't it, Marie?
Yeah.
So, you know,
Yeah, when you get where you can.
Yeah, so we make sure they get a hot meal every day and some milk and bread and just a good nutritious meal. So even if it's their only meal that day, we know that they're at least getting a good nutritious meal that day. So,
and you get a visit, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love all the deliveries. They're all just wonderful.
Yeah.
Many seniors on the program are in wheelchairs. Some are bedridden. Home health aides are not authorized to prepare foods for their clients, but they can warm up food.
You wouldn't believe how many of those people answer the door to just take the meal because these individuals are unable to even answer the door.
Sherry Napier runs Meals on Wheels, as well as directs the Fayetteville Senior Activity and Wellness Center on South College. She said to enroll, seniors must meet certain qualifications.
Meals on Wheels is for anyone that's 60 and over, that cannot prepare their meal by themselves, cannot leave their home unassisted, and has no one there during lunchtime to prepare their meal. A lot of the Meals on Wheels clients have someone there that can fix their dinner, but most of their children, of course, work, and so they can't have anybody during that time.
Meals on Wheels Association of America's oldest and largest senior nutrition program in the nation, with 5,000 local programs. Two dozen other Meals on Wheels groups operate around Arkansas in places like Gravette, Pine Bluff, Paragould, Harrison, and Hot Springs.
The Meals on Wheels program has been administered out of this facility here for about 8 years. And before that, it was on Sang Boulevard in Fayetteville for many, many years. I don't know exactly when they started.
And how is it funded?
It's funded from federal and state government about, I think, 48%. And then the rest is fundraising and local donations. And United Way gives us some money. Also Walmart.
When word got out last year that there was a waiting list of seniors for Meals on Wheels, the Arkansas Community Foundation issued a $30,000 community matching grant. An anonymous donor met that challenge, along with $11,000 additional dollars by other contributors. Washington Regional also donated $15,000 because it refers certain discharged seniors to the program. But Meals on Wheels could not operate without its dedicated volunteer drivers.
They may take a little bit longer to deliver the meals, but they spend some time with the seniors and get to know them and find out what their needs are and if they can help them. Because of we're in the business for what we do, we also cross lines with a lot of other area nonprofits and businesses that can help them in ways that we can't, so we can put them in touch with that.
Two paid drivers equipped with Meals on Wheels trucks deliver the longer routes, while 40 volunteers divide up shorter ones.
What happens is each day a different volunteer shows up for each route. And so, you know, for example, Bank of Fayetteville has different employees they send over on their lunch hour to deliver area churches and different businesses send their employees over to do a route. So they change. It may be the same group initially, but they change at each week.
Volunteers can choose routes between 5 to 15 homes to fit their schedules. As many as 140 seniors also come to the Senior Center to enjoy Bob Rich's healthy but savory home cooking, paying just a few dollars a day. That helps, of course, to pay for more food. But along with the much-appreciated monetary donations, Director Sherry Napier said Fayetteville Meals on Wheels really needs backup drivers.
Just like anybody else, people take vacation. They get sick. Things happen. And even, when they are very loyal about showing up, still there's situations. We do not have a large volunteer backup list for our Meals on Wheels routes.
So if you enjoy the company of elders, Sherry Napier would love to hear from you. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.